A brickbat is something to wield, a rock, a biting remark, and now an album. Brickbat is the debut album from a new British band, Piroshka. New, but made up of members from earlier music acts from the 90s indie pop scene, Lush, Elastica, Moose, and post-punk pioneer Modern English. In Brickbat, this seasoned quartet take on some very contemporary concerns: income inequality, school shootings, and Brexit. Mickey Bereny and Moose are two members of Piroshka, and they join us now from the studios of the BBC in London. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Hello.
So let's talk about the song we just heard, This Must Be Bedlam. I gather this was inspired by Brexit.
All the different verses are actually different people's view of it. There's even a pro-Brexit verse in there of someone who was sort of lecturing me about how there's a history of kind of anti-EU sentiment within the left wing of politics in Britain. And so really, I was just trying to get everybody, you know, just the general morass of different people sort of pointing the finger at each other, and just the general confusion, actually, because I think the overriding thing about Brexit is that we all voted on something that nobody really understood in the first place. And this is why we're kind of in the mess that we're in.
Moose, the reference here, of course, to Facebook and seeing stuff that gets you angry. Is this coming from personal experience?
Yes, in the sense that all members of the band, we're quite politically engaged. In some ways, it's the only game in town. You know, we sit down with friends for a drink or for dinner, and it's difficult to get off the subject of how people feel about not just Brexit, you know, the state of the economy, the kind of government that we have, or rather don't have. But to be honest, I am a socialist, and everything for me is political, and it's how I engage with the world.
I should say here, that you two are a couple and you have two kids together. Do you talk about this stuff at home? I mean, is this the thing that you sort of say, we need to bring this to our music? We need to kind of speak out about this?
Well, they're going through a very strict communist education program. Breakfast boot camp.
Oh, my God.
No, no.
God.
That's not. That's,
please.
No, that's not.
I know that you were kidding.
Yes.
At least I hope you were kidding.
It's wishful thinking, rather. I mean, it's the environment that we want them to, you know, make their own decisions and have that kind of freedom. But we want them to be informed, and we want them to engage, and we want them to ask questions and not take things for granted.
I mean, it's a weird thing, though, isn't it? Because this is for America. And I think when you mention the word socialism in America, it's like everybody goes, you know, like hair on fire. And so.
Well, it's a subject of big discussion at the moment, because we have politicians now who identify as socialist. So it is the subject of great debate.
I mean, I remember my dad was from Hungary and absolutely hated, you know, anything left wing with a vengeance. He was a staunch kind of Thatcherite, actually. But when I used to talk to him and say, but what do you think of like free education or free healthcare? He said, well, obviously that's fundamental, you have to have that. And I was like, right, well, in Britain, that makes you left-wing then, actually.
Let's listen to a little bit from another song off the album, Everlastingly Yours. Are about fighting back against an enemy. What's the story here?
It's quite a personal song, that one. Both my parents passed away in recent years, and I grew up in quite a staunch Catholic family, and I always felt that from my mum's generation, you know, generation born between the wars, and she was Irish as well, where the Catholic faith is so almighty, so powerful. I always felt that your first battle really is freedom from the church. For me, you know, somebody that, as well as being a good lefty, I'm a good atheist as well. And just that notion that sometimes you can grow up in a culture that does trample your dreams into the ground a little bit.
Hearing from you both is that you feel a responsibility as artists to speak out politically. But it is a double-edged sword, right? A lot of people are sick of hearing about the issues, even if they might agree with you. You may alienate others. Why is it important, do you feel right now, to insert your voice into the conversation in this way?
I think you're kind of relinquishing your responsibilities when you don't make comment. And also, I think that because we've kind of wrapped a lot of these thoughts up in quite pretty pop songs, if I may say so. The message is kind of couched in a lot of melody and harmony and quite sweet music. There's a nice juxtaposition there.
I think also it's not lyrics that are saying overtly, you know, the church is bad. Because I think actually they're about, you know, the confusion and the sort of anger and the entrapment that people are actually feeling. And I don't think you have to be an atheist or you have to be a socialist to be able to relate to the fact that inequality is affecting us all, you know. Mm. And actually the idea of feeling trapped in a bad situation with something like Everlastingly Yours, where it does actually make you feel like your dreams are being shredded in front of your eyes. I mean, I think lots of people can relate to that. That's Mickey Bereni and Moose of Piroshka. Their new album, Brickbat, is out now. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Okay, good. Okay, we don't sound like, you know, like these austere kind of, I'm just imagining this sort of Soviet family. Like, what is going on?